Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, folks. Parker James with the Greenhorn. Today, we're here with Justin Rumford. He's 10-time Entertainer of the Year. Justin, what goes into your career? What did it take to get to this position?
Well, I'll tell you what. What it takes is, in this business, in the rodeo business or any business in general, you just can't say no. I'm a big rock and roll fan. And, you know, I used to listen to the song, We're Not Gonna Take, and I would hear that. And the other song, I Wanna Rock. That's all I ever wanna do is rock and roll. And cruise around the country, have a lot of fun. And this rodeo deal, being a rodeo clown, it has really opened up where I just kind of, that's what I do year to year for 11 months straight. Go to town, entertaining rodeo audiences, having a little fun, doing some acts. It's just a really great deal. It pays great. My family goes with me. I have triplets, actually, that are 10 years old. We homeschool. We start in January, we get done in November. We work in Las Vegas during the NFR, resortsworld.com. Be sure to check out Rodeo Vegas Party Nightly. But I've got here just because I've never, when someone tells me no, I go, no, I don't have to listen to you. I'm gonna do what I want. So I got a really good degree, and here I am being a rodeo clown.
Being someone who clowns around for a living, do you have to turn it off when you get home, or are you just as funny when you get home?
No, I don't have a character. I'm just always me. Like, even in the arena, I just be myself. I've always, you know, even before I started doing this, I always did the Chris Farley stuff all the time, and it's worked out, man. Everybody likes a fat guy, hey, you know, so it's worked out for my career. That's why I got to keep these pounds on.
Exactly. You know, that's my reasoning, too, right there, just in case I become a rodeo clown.
You're a rodeo clown, too. You never know.
What's the worst injury you've ever dealt with in the ring?
Well, you know, actually, the thing is about, like, rodeo clowns, like, where I'm not a bullfighter, it's really not terrible. I've had some accidents, but not really any cool ones. Like, in the arena, I don't really go close to the bulls. I, you know, do the entertainer. Now, the bullfighters get close.
Oh, yeah.
The cowboy protection guys, I try to stay clear back. It's dangerous. Bulls are mean. I can't run fast. So I've had a lot of crazy injuries, but not really clowning. I hate to say that. I should tell people, once I had a bull stick his horn through the lining of my heart. But that's not true. That's not true.
That shows how green I am with that question. What advice would you give to any greenhorns like myself looking to get in the business?
Well, if you want to get in the rodeo business, the first thing you want to do is find somebody that knows what they're doing. Find a rodeo school, find a rodeo company to work for, find the very best people you can surround yourself with and learn from the best. You want to find somebody that knows what they're doing, and you got to draw a line in the sand and step over and say, this is what I want to do, because you have to give it everything you got, because you can't go halfway in this deal. You're either all in or all out.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.